Tonight on the Worldview Report, a speaker at the World Economic Forum Summit in Davos pounces on fishermen and farmers, calling them a threat to humanity who must be dealt with as harshly as mass murderers. We've got the video. The number one threat to the world, as declared by the World Economic Forum, is no longer climate change, famine, pandemics, or war. Nope, it's disinformation. This show, according to them. And a showdown is brewing at the border as Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton squares off with the Biden regime over who controls the Texas border land. And the Chinese Communist Party's military scientists are at it again. They've reportedly created a deadly mutant coronavirus that was found to be 100% fatal in lab tests. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening, and welcome to the Worldview Report. We lead off tonight with a presentation from a professor by the name of Ian Plimer. He's an Australian geologist. Professor Plimer totally destroys the climate agenda being promoted by the World Economic Forum and the United Nations, not to mention the transnational corporations. Here he is talking about how fake science works to support fake media narratives about climate change.
We hear about climate scientists, whatever that is. Now, in geology, we have a 250-year track record of arguing about climate. Textbooks are full of it. We've been labouring about climate for a long while, and then there's this sudden new invention of climate science. And I had some of these when I was head of department at the University of Melbourne, and these are embittered, obscure, unemployable academics funded by your taxes, and those taxes are to fund these people's hobbies, and the end result of that is that they put good people out of work and they cost our nation trillions. So there's one group of people that use models, another group of people, this is really sinful, we use evidence, and the two are not in accord. And if they're not in accord, you've got to throw out the models, which we've seen time and time again are incorrect. So we can look back in the past and we can see that we've had six great ice ages. During that ice age, we'll have the ice expand, that's a glaciation, or it will contract, that's an interglacial. We are currently in an interglacial of an ice age that started on a Thursday 34 million years ago. And the ice has come and gone. In our last interglacial, sea level was about 7 metres higher. Temperature was about 5 degrees warmer. So if someone says, oh, this is the hottest day on record, you have to ask, since when? If it's the hottest day in the last 120,000 years, then that is a record. But since when? So if we go to the peak of our interglacial, which was about 4,000 years ago, it was about 5 degrees warmer. So it's cooler than the hottest temperature on record. If we go to the time of Jesus, when it was warm, it's about 4 degrees cooler than then. If we go to the Dark Ages, go to the Viking Age, we've actually warmed up since then. If we go to the medieval warming, we've cooled down since then. And if we go to the Little Ice Age, we've warmed up since then. So since when? And I know this is going to surprise you, but we've just come out of a little ice age. What do you think temperature's going to do? Fall or rise? It's been rising since the morning minimum more than 300 years ago. So it is no surprise that if you have cut-off times for temperature or for sea level or for hurricanes or whatever, you can spin whatever yarn you want to spin. These six great ice ages started when we had more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere than now. We have 0.04% of that gas in the atmosphere, and we hear words like emissions. Well, that means nothing to me, because the atmosphere has changed in its carbon dioxide content from over 20% to now, which is really low in geological time. If we halved it, all plant life would die, and animals would die.
The United Nations and the World Economic Forum, they have pivoted away from climate change as the number one threat to the world because they know that that narrative, well, it has failed to gain traction. But their new narrative, well, that may be even more ridiculous. The latest idea that they're trying to pump into the heads of average Joes everywhere is this, that free speech is dangerous. That's right. The World Economic Forum has declared that free speech is the number one threat to the stability of the entire world. What does this mean? Well, it means that legions of globalists have been triggered to unleash, well, diatribes against us and those that promote free speech and that exercise our free speech. The World Economic Forum, they have surveyed the world's experts, so-called, and they issued their 2024, quote, global risk report, end quote. The international elite of experts, so-called, have declared that the primary threat to humanity, as I've said, is not terrorism or pandemics or even climate change, which I guess is number two for them now, but it's misinformation or disinformation. Of course, that means that the only hope for humanity is censorship and speech controls. The report shows just how ingrained this anti-free speech movement has become among the world elite, from media to business to politics. The absurd finding, well, it is consistent with the warning of other international figures and groups. In fact, we have previously discussed how the World Health Organization director, General Tedros, has supported censorship to combat what he calls the infodemic. Infodemic. So, 1,490 so-called experts across academia, business, government, the international community, and civil society looked at all of the world's military, economic, and environmental threats, and they concluded that the greatest threat to humanity is too much free speech. A global risk is defined as, quote, the possibility of the occurrence of an event or condition which, if it occurs, would negatively impact a significant portion of global GDP, population, or natural resources, end quote. My friend Patrick Wood, editor-in-chief of Technocracy.news, said his website was the first to declare a war on technocracy back in 2015. Quote, now you see why, end quote. So writes Patrick Wood, adding, quote, free speech is now public enemy number one to the technocracy movement because it calls out these lunatics and their plans to reimagine the world in their own image. With free speech in their way, they rightly figure that they are dead in their tracks. So they reason, kill it, end quote. And that brings us to an article by Martin Armstrong of Armstrong Economics. He sees the same danger signs as Patrick Wood, and he believes the World Economic Forum is the biggest threat right now to the future of nations and humanity in general. Armstrong writes, quote, Klaus Schwab is a notorious control freak. He is applying that trait to the entire world. His World Economic Forum has issued its 2024 so-called Global Risk Report, where he has now declared that the number one threat to humanity is no longer war and Russia's invasion of a pretend sovereign state, terrorism, or even disease, after pushing that the entire world had to be vaccinated in the last fake pandemic, end quote. I think you know where he's going. He further explains, quote, Schwab has even now reduced his prior number one threat to humanity and climate change to number two to promote his one world government with the head of the United Nations in charge, eliminating democracy and any right of the people to vote, end quote. So, Now the threat to humanity is any disagreement with his World Economic Forum agenda, which he has now classified as misinformation and disinformation. It is this misinformation and disinformation that they believe is polarizing society. And they write that in their report. Quote, emerging as the most severe global risk anticipated over the next 2 years, foreign and domestic actors alike will leverage misinformation and disinformation to further widen societal and political divides, end quote. Any options, folks, that differ from the World Economic Forum agenda or challenge that agenda and that worldview in any way, they will be considered disinformation and therefore must be silenced. Well, on my network, on my show, as long as I have a network, as long as I have broadcast, radio, and television, as long as I have a platform, that's not going to happen. We will continue to bring you the truth in all its glory, no matter how threatening the World Economic Forum considers the truth to be. You have that promise. Pixar Animation Studios, which is a subsidiary of Walt Disney, is set to cut 20% of its workforce as it wraps up production on some of its projects. Pixar, known for its iconic cinematic franchises such as Toy Story, The Incredibles, and Finding Nemo, well, they faced a slow start with the release of the movie Elemental in 2023. In fact, Disney as a whole has faced criticism for its flop of cinematic releases, including Elemental, which featured, by the way, gender fluidity. Strange World, that's centered on a love story between two young boys, and then Wish. The company, they have been accused of abandoning their traditional storytelling, opting instead to prey on kids. And of course, this has resulted in the loss of an audience that supported them, and a loss of over $1 billion in revenue in 2023 alone, according to reports. The struggles of Disney extend beyond Pixar, impacting its other branches such as Marvel, animation, and Indiana Jones. The company has faced backlash for what the critics describe as the injection of identity politics into the content, and that has led to the emasculation of male heroes and a departure from its original appeal. We'll be right back after this break.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever. MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use the promo code to save 50% on your MyPillow 2.0. Not only that, for a limited time, your entire order ships absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
MyPillow.com.
Welcome back from the break, and thank you again for tuning in each and every night. And remember, this broadcast is on demand, always, at worldviewtube.com, worldviewtube.com. It airs at 7 p.m. Central, and then is on demand for you to watch whenever you want, just a little bit later, at worldviewtube.com. Brandon House Live, that always starts at 7:30 Central. You can watch it live at 7:30 Central on worldviewtube.com and also on lindelltv.com. Now, if you appreciate all the broadcasts that I anchor from this news desk, we need your support to keep them going. Television production is very expensive, and of course, so is pushing out free content to people. Many people put it behind a paywall. We continue to push it out to you as a broadcast ministry, public service, and educational program of, in part, WVW Foundation and WVW broadcast network. So thank you for your support right now by going to WVWFoundation.com, WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail or make a phone call. Make a contribution over the phone. The number's there. WVWFoundation.com. So thank you so much for your continued support. Remember, we have a reporter on the ground in Israel, Aaron. Aaron Lavarecco. We need your support to keep him reporting. And our reporter on the ground in London. So again, your support helps us do so very much. Thank you. WVWFoundation.com. We also sponsor our Sunday night church service each and every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central Time. I open the Bible and we talk about the issues of the day through the lens of the Bible. I do that on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Central Time at worldviewtube.com. Thank you. The Daily Caller reports that Republican Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton sent a letter to the Biden administration Wednesday reiterating the state's unwillingness to relinquish control of property along the southern border to federal authorities. The Biden regime sent a January 14th letter to Paxton demanding that Texas stop its efforts to prevent Border Patrol from accessing the property of Shelby Park in Eagle Pass by Wednesday. That's according to CNN. Paxton says the state will continue to take actions along the border despite the ongoing court battles with the federal government. The Biden regime accused Texas of blocking border agents from helping save three drowning migrants in the Rio Grande, which a subsequent court filing shows is nonsense. Federal authorities did not inform state authorities until after the drownings occurred. Paxton responded to the Biden letter with one of his own, stating, quote, "On behalf of the state of Texas, I write in response to your demand letter of January 14th, 2024, in which you complain about how the Texas Military Department, or TMD, recently seized and secured Shelby Park in the city of Eagle Pass, Texas. Your letter misstates both the facts and the law in demanding that Texas surrender to President Biden's open border policies," end quote. Paxton further stated, quote, "Because the facts and law side with Texas, the state will continue utilizing its constitutional authority to defend her territory, and I will continue defending those lawful efforts in court. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security should stop wasting scarce time and resources suing Texas and start enforcing the immigration laws Congress already has on the books," end quote. And of course, it came in this afternoon that the Supreme Court, for right now, has sided with the Biden regime to allow Border Patrol to take down razor wire. We'll keep you posted on that decision by the Supreme Court and where it's going. InfoWars reports that as the border crisis continues to spiral, Border Patrol officers are reporting a spike and the number of Chinese migrants that have been apprehended while trying to enter the U.S. illegally, underscoring the threat to national security posed by President Biden's open borders policy. Since October 1st, around 16,000 Chinese nationals have been detained by Border Patrol agents after illegally crossing the border at various points of entry. They report that nearly 10,000 such migrants were apprehended in October and November, which means that roughly 6,000 have been arrested since December. But folks, this does not include the 40 illegal migrants who were recently detained by Mexican authorities while on their way to the U.S. by bus in southern Mexico. Nor does it include the 180 migrants they apprehended the same day coming from Central and South America toward the United States. You see, the problem has grown so dramatically that the mainstream media can no longer ignore it, with the New York Times and CNN even recently reporting on the problem. A report by CNN revealed more than 31,000 Chinese citizens had been apprehended by authorities crossing illegally into America from Mexico during the first 11 months of 2023. Folks, this represents a dramatic rise over the average of just 1,500 per year during the previous decade. Although Chinese President Xi Jinping has claimed that China is in the midst of a, quote, national rejuvenation, end quote, and many of those fleeing the country have said they are struggling to survive, Many people there have been left without work after 3 years of pandemic-related lockdowns and other restrictions. Meanwhile, the Communist Party's control over every aspect of their lives, well, it has led to widespread misery. Crackdowns on free speech and religion are also playing a role, with some Chinese migrants telling CNN that they left for the simple reason that they are Christians. A top executive at BlackRock, the world's largest asset management company, has warned global elites at the World Economic Forum summit that Donald Trump poses a, quote, fundamental, end quote, threat to Europe if he wins re-election this year. BlackRock Vice President Philip Heidelbrand issued the warning Tuesday during the World Economic Forum's annual gathering in Davos. The Daily Telegraph reports Heidelbrand issued his warning to globalists from the sidelines of the summit. However, the Swiss banker wasn't alone in his fear-mongering about Trump likely returning to the White House. Heidelbrand added his voice to the swelling chorus from Europe that fears a Trump return to the world stage. The veteran Swiss banker said the re-election of the former U.S. president, quote, would challenge Europe fundamentally, end quote, given Trump's determination to embrace America first in matters from trade to diplomacy, NATO funding, and climate policy. Heidelbrand, a member of the firm's global executive committee, was responding to recent comments by, well, the head of the European Central Bank. She stated last week that Trump poses a, quote, clear threat, end quote, to Europe because his divergent views set him apart from the European mainstream. She warned history allegedly shows Trump's, quote, manner in which he carried out the first 4 years of his mandate is clearly a threat, end quote. For his part, Heidelbrand urged Europe to seize the opportunity to transform itself into a technological superpower that was less dependent on America. He added that Europe's capabilities on defense were, quote, just not there, end quote, and required a rethink. He stated, quote, I see it as an opportunity for the construction of Europe. Clearly, if Trump's election were to lead to a rupture, which I think is what President Lagarde has in mind as a risk, then that would challenge Europe fundamentally, end quote. The Chinese Communist Party's military scientists have created a deadly, quote, mutant coronavirus, end quote, that was found to be 100% fatal in lab tests. That's according to numerous reports. The study was conducted by CCP researchers at Beijing University of Chemical Technology. According to the military scientists, the mutant coronavirus strain was cloned from a pangolin virus. The researchers boasted that the virus, well, it proved to be 100% lethal to humanized mice. According to the Daily Mail, the scientists infected the mice with the GXP2V virus discovered in 2017. The Daily Mail reports, quote, the mice had been humanized, meaning they were engineered to express a protein found in people, with the goal being to assess how the virus might react in humans. Every rodent that was infected with the pathogen died within 8 days, which the researchers described as surprisingly quick, end quote. According to the Daily Mail, the team was also surprised to find high levels of viral load in the rodents' brains and eyes, quote, suggesting the virus, despite being related to COVID, multiplies and spreads through the body in a unique way, end quote. A scientific paper for the study, it has not yet been released. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. We've reported a lot on the news from the 2024 World Economic Forum on my program, Brandon House Live. And as you know, it just concluded in Davos, Switzerland. The speakers, one after another, well, they put forth their ideas on how to solve the world's problems, which we all know are many. Most of their ideas, well, they were either harebrained or nonsensical or cleverly crafted to sound good, when in actuality, they would make things vastly worse. Well, one such speaker was Jojo Mehta, founder of the group Stop Ecocide Now. She had a lot to say about how people should be forced to reorder their lives and Well, a way that she and other climate radicals say would save the planet. That means outlawing farming and fishing and a lot of other things. Well, here's a clip from her speech. Watch and enjoy.
I mean, ecocide as a word is becoming more, it's becoming better known around the world. And the concept is generally mass damage and destruction of nature. But legally speaking, what our organization and other collaborators aim to do is to have this recognized legally as a serious crime. Because one of the issues that sort of pervades all of this discussion is that we have a kind of cultural, very ingrained habit of not taking damage to nature as seriously as we take damage to people and property. And that, I mean, you know, if you're campaigning for human rights, at least you know mass murder, torture, all of these things are serious crimes. But there's no equivalent in the environmental space. Unlike an international crime like genocide that involves a specific intent, with ecocide, what we see is actually what people are trying to do, what businesses are trying to do, is make money, is farm, is fish, is do all of these things that are, producing energy and so on as well. But what's missing is the awareness and the conscience around the side effects, around the collateral damage that happens with that.
So there you go. Fishing and farming should be considered, quote, serious crimes, end quote, equal to mass murder and genocide. While actual mass murder and genocide going on right in front of our noses, well, that's to be ignored. Genocide like what, you say, Brandon? Let's say, I don't know, maybe the clot shot? I mean, you really can't make this stuff up, right? In fact, these are the types of wackos, I think, being given a stage at the Globalist World Economic Forum meeting. The same meeting, by the way, that's attended, or at least has been attended in the past by, well, the governors of most of our states, by representatives of the federal government, and by businessmen and women of the highest levels from, well, throughout the world. I think it's time we call them out. Any American attending the World Economic Forum meetings should be called out as a globalist and a traitor to this country, America, unless they're there to lecture them. Don't you agree? Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, thank you for watching and for supporting this broadcast. I think one way you can support this broadcast and your health is do what I do every day, and my wife does, and that's we take this elixir twice a day. You just rip off the top and drink it. That's it. I roll it up like it's a tube of toothpaste until I get every drop. What is in this powerful elixir? It's got collagen, which, guys, we need collagen for hair growth, hair thickness, eyes, so many things, the flexibility of our joints and tendons. And then it's got cat's claw, which is a powerful anti-inflammatory, and then it also has something called astaxanthin. It crosses the brain-blood barrier, loaded with antioxidants. Now, you don't have to take my word for it. I could sit here and give you my personal testimonies. You've heard them in previous programs. But you can read the nearly 80 clinical trials on this at melissahousebg.com, MelissaHouseBG.com, melissahousebg.com. Check it out. Get a subscription. Have it come to your front door like we do so you don't lose out on taking this. By the way, we have received so many texts and emails and handwritten letters from many of you about your personal testimonies. Well, of course, there's about 80 clinical trials behind this. It's not a joke. I hope you'll check it out. I got to throw out that disclaimer. This product has not been evaluated by the FDA. It's not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease, but I do hope you'll check it out and get on it. Get a subscription, please. Melissa House, BG.com. I think it's, again, a great way to support your health and this broadcast. Of course, don't forget about going to MyPillow.com/B66. MyPillow.com/B66. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and much more. While there's free shipping going on, why not take advantage of that and order something heavy like, I don't know, a full mattress maybe that will literally show up at your door in a box. And no shipping. So again, MyPillow.com/B66. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. MyPillow.com/B66. And then, of course, don't forget about the wellness company. You can get a entire emergency medical kit from my friend, Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. James Thorpe, there with the wellness company. The full details can be found at twc.health/Brannon, twc.health/Brannon, loaded here with 8 different medications. When you go to twc.health/Brannon, you'll find out what meds are there, what they treat, and a lot of other information there as well. Again, twc.health/Brannon. Well, that does it for this broadcast. Till next time, I'm Brannon House. May God save America. Take care.